And now this is a dictation for Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Beachy, B as in boy, E-A-C-H-Y, September 18, 2003. Addressed as a letter to Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Hyatt, H-Y-A-T-T-P-A, 588-5052. Dear Kristen, follow-up for Matthew with chronic low potassium, magnesium, and phosphorus, renal tubular disorder, and non-etiology. Says to be compliant, taking all his medications, including Aldactone, Amiloride, and a high number of pills replacement with potassium, magnesium, and phosphorus. When he was in the Northeast, he was started on indomethacin. Difficult to know if that's making a difference or not. He's trying to take all the medications with meals to protect his stomach. Occasionally diarrhea, and that makes him see pills that are not dissolved. Otherwise, no problems with normal bowel movements. He denies weakness. He's from the Amish community and physically active, keeping hydration. I did an extensive review, system being negative. Today, blood pressure 120/62 on the left side. Respiratory, cardiovascular, no abnormalities, no edema, non-focal, normal speech. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry is available. From December, normal kidney function, 0.98. Low sodium, low potassium, low magnesium, overall improve. Phosphorus back to normal, normal nutrition, calcium, normal acid base, no anemia, chronic elevation of neutrophils. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Matthew has lightly renal tubular wasting, etiology unknown of above chemistries. Continue present regimen. This cannot be corrected. When he was in the Northeast, I believe Connecticut, they did some genetic testing without any final diagnosis. He is aware if he becomes severely symptomatic with weakness or respiratory distress, he needs to go to the emergency room. Mother is present, as that will be the time that he will require aggressive intravenous replacement until things settle down. Otherwise, no side effects from present medications, normal kidney function, normal blood pressure, continue to follow.